The villagers said they decided to take over the three-bedroomed houses as government and Marange Resources have failed to resettle them. One of the occupants, Antony Mwashita, who was living in a one-roomed hamlet with five family members, said they are fed up with empty promises.
Well, I say that the circumstances are just forcing me into it. I'm fighting for my rights. You know that shelter is one of the basic human rights that is entitled to every citizen of Zimbabwe. We signed the referendum in 2013, of which the right to shelter was one of the first things that was spoken about. So I'm fighting for my rights. If it means dying, I will die for my rights. Even if you had me to kill me for my rights, I'm prepared to die for my rights, because they're my rights.
Another villager, Tawanda Mfute, said he decided to occupy one of the houses because there is lack of communication between government, Marange Resources, and local people over the provision of accommodation for the affected people.
The decision that makes me to occupy these houses is that since 2010, 2011, where we were located, we were the first group to be located by Marange Resources. And when the DA came to our houses back then, when we were down in Chiazo, we tried to knock sense in his head, the structure, the way we lived as a family. Then he understand and say, all your houses are there, so there's no need for you to worry. But to our surprise, when we reached this side, the other turns out, we were given one house, the house for my father. And to my surprise, he said, your issue, we will come back to you and we will give you the house. That was May 2011.
Chairperson of the ADA Transau Relocation Families Housing Committee, Webster Murare, said almost 40 families out of 53 homeless households have decided to allocate themselves the empty semi-complete housing structures at the Agricultural and Rural Development Association farm.
So far, 34 people have occupied the houses, yes. And the reason is that we have been trying to talk to the responsible people, like, you know, DA, we have been to PA, and nothing has materialized so far. So we have decided to occupy these houses so that our issue would be, you know, understood.
Blessing Mufute, chairperson of the ADA Transau Relocated Community Development Trust, said this move was long overdue.
Yes, I've been surprised to see that those people who were not given houses have decided to take this action after a long time. I was surprised when I saw them moving into the houses today. This has taken a very long time, and I've realized that the affected people cannot stomach it anymore. That's why they have decided to take this decision.
Mutare Provincial Administrator Fungai Mbesa was not available for comment as his secretary at the government building said he was out on official business. Manikaland Provincial Affairs Minister Mandi Mandita Webichimene could not be reached for a comment. There was also no comment from Marange Resources, which constructed the houses for villagers that were removed from Chiazgwa Diamond Fields. Reporting for Studio 7 in Ozi, ADA Transau, this is Lwedamoyo.